friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Tech coming up in 40 minutes. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. Greg Newsom, he gone. So is Joe Flacco. The Browns making two trades this week. More on the what the Browns are doing with Myles Garrett and what people are accusing the Guardians are doing with Jose Ramirez. But let's go ahead and get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's quick hits.
Well, Shador Sanders, remember him?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He spoke to the media today about his role with the team.
We're going to make sure we do everything we can to make sure Dylan's ready for the games. Each and every day, even when Joe was the starter, everything, prepare the right way and be ready to know that you can get out there any point in time. So I'm overly confident within myself. I know when I first got here, I'm ready to play. But it's up to the coaches and whatever decision they make, then fine with.
So this is multiple times in multiple weeks. Shador has said what I think is the only thing you can say, which is I'm ready to play and I believe in that, but I trust the coaches, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
As the Shador honk on the station, any concern that Shador is getting impatient?
No, I loved hearing it. He needs to keep talking the way that he's talking, where he's telling everyone, I'm ready to play. So when they continue to put out the message, well, he's just not ready, we just don't see it with him, Shador does things like he did today and does things like he did last week, where he tells them, not only am I ready to play, I could be a starting quarterback in this league tomorrow. I know I'm ready to play. This is the right mentality by Shador. He needs to keep this mentality. Don't let him break you.
I just like when people are like, there's been a criticism of, you don't need to say you're ready to play. If you're ready to play, you'll play. It's like, if he said anything other than, I know I'm ready to play, people would lose their mind about that too. Because anything the kid says, people lose their damn mind.
But I think people want him just to fall in line and to just be like, well, if that's what the coach says, then I guess I'll put my head down, I'll get back to work, and I'll make sure that I do the job necessary to prove to Stefanski that I'm ready to play. It's like, he's like, screw that nonsense. I'm ready to play. Like, I can do this right now. And by the way, that is a subtle way of him saying, I don't appreciate you continuously putting it out there that I'm not ready to play, because clearly I believe I am ready.
That's a fair amount of editorializing from you. Somebody's fired up.
In the right way, mind you.
Omaha!
I don't even know what that meant at the end there. It just kind of felt good to me. All right. Also, I don't know if this feels good or not either. Actually, I thought this got awkward. I don't know if you watched any of the Fox post game yesterday after the Blue Jays took down the Yankees. That series ends, but it's Big Poppy on there. It's Derek Jeter. It's Alex Rodriguez. And they get to interview Vladimir Guerrero. And this is how it went down.
The Yankee lose. The Yankee lose. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Hey, let's do it again. The Yankee lose. One more. The Yankee lose.
It's still funny to me, but Big Poppy just didn't. Vlad Guerrero Jr. was excited to do it the first time.
Yep.
And then he kept doing it because he just beat the Yankees. It's a good time. They've done a lot of trolling of the Yankees this series.
Yep.
And Big Poppy just kept going for it.
Was Jeter
they
and
were both
A-Rod
there. Yeah, they're both there. And they both look pretty, pretty like, what's going on right now?
See,
A-Rod took it in good stride. Jeter didn't.
Oh, that kind of makes
Jeter
sense.
Jeter took it like exactly the
A-Rod,
way that you
think. A-Rod is fake. Even if it bugged him, he wouldn't let you know.
And A-Rod, he smiled and the way Jeter that you're supposed to in that moment. Jeter just seems like he's just a jerk. There's just no other way to put it.
Yep.
Jeter stinks.
Yeah, he really
I
is.
I hate it because I like Jeter. I liked him as a player. Yeah, Jeets. Like, there's a lot of fun Jeter stuff. But he just kind of stinks.
We also say his analysis, while not
the
just...
gift baskets, all of it. I loved it all.
While not just lacking personality... analysis ain't great either.
It doesn't have to be. It's like Tom Brady, though. Anything he says, people elevate to a higher order, and it doesn't have to be
this
great.
Is where Big Poppy, it gets it. It is about, entertaining people And that's what Jeets just will never get.
Yeah, as Big Poppy just... Yeah, listen, it was funny to me. I liked how much fun Big Poppy was having, but Vlad was like uncomfortable, and it was just one of those things. The trolling that's gone on in the series, though, the Blue Jays have swerved into it in a beautiful
Start
way.
Start spreading the news. John Schneider, well done, sir.
Yeah, very good.
Omaha! Bucks quarterback Baker Mayfield, remember him, commented on the changing perceptions people have of him.
I told you guys that I try and not get too high, not get too low, which is something that I was not doing early on in my career. But, you know, early on in my career, yeah, it's looked as cocky, immature. Now it's moxie. He's a dog. So it's same different day. Just as long as you play well, they change the narrative. But you just got to be yourself. And I've always been like that.
So did Baker actually mature or are we seeing what do you make of this answer?
Well, I mean, he's not wrong.
No, he's not. But I think it's funny that
the narrative does change
when he was playing well. Yeah. He was, you know, hey, I have changed a lot since Cleveland. And now he's like, bleep that narrative. I'm the same damn guy.
Yeah, I don't think the whole stretch of the way, I didn't buy what he was trying to sell off in that regard, because I think we just been around Baker long enough to know. I think he's gotten more mature. I do believe that to be true, but I also think what he said is right. He can get away with a lot more now. You know, like that video of him jawing with the fans before the game is getting underway, if he did that in Cleveland, people would rake him through the coals. People would look at him like, well, this is why you can't be a franchise quarterback. But when you're winning and you're playing good football, people look at it as moxie. He's not wrong.
This is mean. Halloween's coming up. We're gonna dress... like we're from Home Alone again. Are we going to do that? Are we going to do the three different facial hair days of Baker Mayfield? Can we bring it back?
I got blocked by Baker on Twitter for that moment, by the way, when he dressed up like he was in Home Alone.
And you were like a Baker stan.
I know. I was very in with Baker's camp, too, at the time, which is odd enough that then that was what got me blocked. But yeah, it was a dark time right there. I pointed. Well, I just wanted him not to dress like he... Don't wear a white tee to the press conference. I love Baker. Right. Don't wear a white tee to the press conference.
Where's
act
your
like
criticism?
You, act like you've been to a press
where's
conference
Where's your criticism
before?
From Miles, who we get to see sweatpants and all of Miles on any given day?
No. This is, first off, and I would not criticize that only because it's in his locker room, by the way, during the week. I'm talking at the podium after the game ended. That's when that went down.
Doesn't Miles go to the podium shirtless?
Not after games. Not after games, okay. He doesn't. He does it during the week when you go into the locker room in his own environment. And Njoku's never been shirtless as far as I can recall. Not that I have like great recall for David Njoku's shirtless memories.
Seems like you like, might.
I've never seen him go to the podium, but the big podium after the game. Now, maybe in his locker room after the game, different story. But quarterbacks go to the big podium. Coaches go to the big podium. You don't wear a Hanes t-shirt that costs you $7 there. You got to at least do something.
It was very trendy. It was actually like a $15 shirt.
I know you want me to turn into don't wear backwards hat guy is what you want me to turn into.
Your boy Colin Coward.
But no, and I, it was an innocent tweet too was the other thing. It was just like a bold choice for the starting quarterback to wear a Hanes $7 t-shirt to the press conference. That got me blocked.
And then the good Lord decided to pair you with the sloppiest dresser at 92.3 The Fan.
Well, and I was
Some
doing...
Some are calling that karma.
At the time, if you remember correctly, and I don't know why you would, I was doing a 6 degrees of Baker Mayfield bit where I was trying to get as close to Baker Mayfield on the air as I possibly could. So every single week on Sunday, I would have somebody that was close. I started off with his barber, and then I went to his the guy that batted fourth on his high school baseball team as Baker batted third that was now playing minor league baseball. And I was inching closer and closer and closer, and I had it lined up to then end with Emily Mayfield, and it was all good to go. And then I had that stupid Hanes tweet, and it was gone.
Yep. Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You touched greatness.
That's when Baker...
And here you are.
He knows the defense I had of him. It's all right. No defense here for Juan Thornhill. He was on with Cam Hayward's podcast, Not Just Football, and he was asked... Now, listen, he plays for the Steelers now. I don't know that it's shocking that this is his response, but he was asked TJ Watt, Myles Garrett, who's the better player? Here we go.
I think it's like a little bit of a rivalry going on, like within just them two, not even just Cleveland and Pittsburgh. It's like they both are going to try to like outperform one another. I'm not going to lie to you, Myles is a hell of a player. He's a guy that's going to be tough to stop. Then same on the other side, TJ is just like a guy you got to stay away from. Like he's always in the right spot at the right time.
So you're just saying TJ is better?
I'm going with TJ.
I want to say this is something, but even in the descriptor I had leading up into it, he can't say Myles Garrett in this moment.
Like, yes, he can.
You can't.
Yes, he can.
Why?
Because he's played with both of them. You could have a pair on you. You could have a set on you.
Yeah, he doesn't have that set. Maybe he does. I don't want to speak about Juan Thornhill's set.
When he's trolling people on social media, he's a big boy there. Now he's just afraid of Yinzers?
It's stupid. It would be very stupid if he came out and said Myles Garrett.
Or be honest. And that's one thing I don't think Juan is.
I think he would be if his career was done and he asked him this question. When you ask him this question when he plays with TJ Watt, the obvious answer...
Is he afraid of Wawa Watt?
I just think, why would you disrupt a member of your defense? Because you think TJ Watt's going to take that responsibly? Like, you got to know who you're dealing with.
I think
TJ Watt is going to take that in good graces.
This is another case of TJ Watt,
he gets upset about
if
this
Wah,
stuff.
If Wawa Watt
takes
umbrage
all the way to JJ.
To being, oh my gosh, that just annoys me. Like, again, if I was a two-time Defensive Player of the Year award with countless money, I've got generational money, after football's done, I'm going into Canton, and I've got a great life, I can have just about any woman I want, like, why would you care if somebody says, hey, that other guy who's also generational with generational wealth going to Canton is better than you? That's just such... TJ is just so damn soft. He's such a baby.
He is. That's why Juan couldn't be honest in this moment.
Because he can't stand up to him because he's also soft? Oh!
He just doesn't want to disrupt the locker room right now because he knows TJ is going to go right to his locker room and be like, you said what about me?
Juan's thorns looking a little small these days. Ain't got stones.
Juan's thorns.
It's Thornhill.
I know. I got it. Yeah. I got it.
Now, it's thorn. I'll just explain it off air what his thorn is.
There's no explanation needed.
All right.
When
they love each other.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Did they use their thorn? Is that what you're suggesting?
You're not going to out-freak this freak, okay?
I think you know they do. Because you're a proud papa, too.
I have evidence twice over that we've done the deed. Only
Let's
twice,
take care
though.
Of your schmeckle.
It's true.
Consider Jose Ramirez, then consider Myles Garrett, and your entire perspective should change. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.